From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up? This is Michael Rapaport. You are now listening to a banging brand new I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. On today's episode, did I or did I not try to warn you about Kodak Black? I tried to warn you. A lot of people listened. A lot of people didn't want to listen. Now what? Plus, Antonio Brown is out here still talking crazy, looking crazy with a bleach blonde mustache. Plus, I have some advice from billionaire, one of the richest men in the world, Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos, yo, please listen to this I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. I have some strong, important, and I think very smart advice for you. All that and more on a brand new banging big body I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. Miles Jordan, let me get something real nice. Yes. Something real proper. Yes. But most importantly, you know what it is. Something real funky. Let's go. All right. My name is Michael Rapaport. You are now listening to the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. Podcast craftsmanship at its finest. Talk shit or die trying. That's the motto that we live by. Man, oh man, oh man. There is so much to talk about. I really hope I could get to all of it. I am fresh off the set of Atypical. We started shooting, and today was probably my first long day of the season. And it just so happened to be, I think, the first day of summer. Now, it wasn't blaring hot, but it was kind of like, it's coming. It is fucking coming. It's just around the corner, but I'm excited about doing Atypical. I'm excited about working on the show for the third season, and I'm excited about Luminary Media, okay? We talked about this a few episodes back. I told you that we are taking the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast to the big leagues, aka Luminary Media. This move is going to make the podcast bigger and better than ever. That means more shit talk, more insight, more every single thing you can think of. That being said, I have a special announcement. Okay, this is a special announcement. On April 23rd, the most revolutionary podcast app ever created. Okay, it's the best podcast app ever created. It will become available for download on all platforms. Now, we will be winding down our old app. It'll be the former I Am Rappaport app on April 15th in anticipation of this move. On Luminary Media, where we are going, you can listen to any of your other favorite podcasts for free. On May 20th, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the shit-talking extravaganza, along with 40 other existing and original podcasts, will be exclusive on the Luminary app, aka the Netflix of podcasting, for just $7.99 a month. Okay, $7.99 a month. That's less than two slices of pizza and a Snapple. All of the original I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast and all the premium, all the emergency episodes, everything, all of our programming cannot and will not be found on any other podcast platform. And it is all 100% ad-free with a subscription. That means we're not selling anything. Okay, there's no more ads. There's no more interruptions. Okay, it's all I Am Rappaport, everything going forward. Luminary invests in shows like ours because they love podcasts and want to empower us, the creators, to do our best work. So to make sure you are locked in for all things I Am Rappaport, sign up at luminary.link/Rappaport. Luminary.link/Rappaport. LUMINARY.link/Rappaport, RAPAPORT. We fuck with you guys all hard body karate. Trust me on this. Sign up for Luminary. Download the app in 2 weeks and thank me later. Luminary Media is going to become the Netflix of podcasts. All right, so let's just get into this. I'll just start with fucking Kodak Whack, okay? I tried to tell everybody about, 2-3 weeks ago? I tried to tell everybody about this fucking guy. I went viral. My shit talking goes viral. I don't know why. I'm good at it. Listen, I'm not just good at it. I'm a trained, seasoned professional. I'm a veteran, okay? I'm a veteran shit talker. That's a fact. We all know this. Okay, I try not to pat myself on the back for too many things, but that is one thing that I will say. And I say it with pride because I put a lot of work, I put a lot of time, I put a lot of craftsmanship into what I do. So when I went in on Kodak Black for disrespecting Tupac, Biggie, and Nas, but more importantly, Tupac and Biggie, with his bullshit, I blasted his ass. Then I came on the podcast and I blasted his ass some more. You know the story. You know the history. Some people didn't want to listen. Some people didn't think that I was the guy who should be blasting this fucking guy because of their own insecurities and their own inadequacies. I said, where are all the other radio people? Where are all the other hip-hop bloggers? Where are the other hip-hop podcasters to shut this fucking guy down? I was a man alone. I was a man alone. I was a man on fire. I was a man apart. I love that movie, A Man on Fire, with Denzel Washington. I was Denzel Washington in A Man on Fire. Nobody was fucking rocking with me. But I tried to tell you, this guy is out of control. This guy is disrespectful. Lo and behold, what does this fucking guy do? Less than a week after the passing of the great, beloved Nipsey Hussle, this guy gets on his Instagram and starts talking some disrespectful shit about his wife or his girlfriend, Lauren London. And the internet went crazy. I'm not even going to play what he said. I'm sure a lot of you guys heard it. I'm not even playing that shit. This guy doesn't deserve any attention. Listen, there's rules and regulations to this shit. That's what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to this hip hop. You can't just come out here, say anything you want, say I'm the best, and people, what's he supposed to say? What's he supposed to say? It's one day I hope to be viewed in some ballpark with the greats. You're not that. The fuck out of here, man. Everybody's like, yo, I'm the best. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You know you ain't shit. You know you're not Tupac. You know you're not Biggie. You're not Nas. You're not even Drake. You're not fucking Pusha T. You're not J. Cole. You're not Kendrick Lamar. You're not Nipsey. You're none of these guys. You're a buffoon. This guy's a fucking buffoon. Okay? And I tried to fucking jump on his ass and nobody, well, not nobody, a lot of people didn't want to hear it. A lot of people did. I should make sure that's clear. A lot of people were totally down with what I was saying. But then less than a week after the passing of Nipsey Hussle, this guy's on there talking some other shit. And listen, when I talk shit, it's one thing. But then when you get the game, the rapper, the game, coming for your ass, no Bruno, and you get T.I. coming for your ass, no Bruno, and you get a whole bunch of other people saying, yo, you fucked up now. Then you're in a whole other, then you're in a whole other territory. Now, I don't wish violence. I said that with the Meek Mill thing. I said that with the Kodak Black thing. I'm just talking shit. I don't wish violence. I don't want this thing, any of these things to get to any other level than just that. But you start talking about this man and this man's wife less than a week after this tragedy, yo, I'm out of it. I didn't need to say shit. And people who came in the DMs like, yo, Willie Hutch, this motherfucker, get him. Say, what more do I need to say? He's a fucking clown. Okay? He's a fucking clown. And it's one thing to say some shit and sort of learn from your mistakes. And he backed away and he sort of made a half-ass apology. And people were like, nah, we're not having that. That's not a genuine apology. So, listen, I don't wish any violence on anybody, especially something like this. But This dude is, he's in hot water, okay? Power 106, one of the main radio stations in Los Angeles, and I think 93.5, I think that's the radio station, WKDAY, and a bunch of other radio stations. Like, yo, we're not playing Kodak Wax music anymore, especially the stations in Los Angeles. Like, yo, fuck that. We're not playing your music anymore, Duke. We're fucking with your money now. And this dude is not talented enough to rap his way out of this. He's not smart enough to talk his way out of this. He's not humble enough to sort of humble his way out of this. So it's going to be whatever it's going to be. I don't wish anything bad on him or anybody else. But I tried to fucking tell you guys. I tried to tell you motherfuckers. And I know the fans listening, you guys fuck with me, and you guys had my back, and you guys get it, but a lot of these bozos out there that don't listen to the podcast, they want to catch feelings, and this and that, and your barbecue. Fuck your barbecue. Fuck your motherfucking cookout. Your cookout is corny. You're not playing any fly shit. There's not any fly people at your barbecue. Fuck your barbecue. I tried to tell you motherfuckers 2 weeks ago, all right? And now you think you're doing it. I've been on this fucking guy. This guy's a fucking bozo, man. This guy needs to go into a corner, go into the penalty box and cool the fuck off for a little while and wrap his head around his thoughts. Because that shit is just, there's got to be rules and regulations. There's got to be checks and balances. There's got to be rules and regulations. And it's not just the behavior. It's the music. There's got to be balance in hip hop. There's got to be smackers. There's got to be hardcore. There's got to be, proactive shit. There's got to be pro-black shit. There's got to be public enemies. There's got to be shit talkers. It can't just be these okey-doke motherfuckers with these bullshit synth beats with no soul, no heart in it. There's got to be checks and balances in this shit. Or the inmates take over the asylum and you got guys like Kodak Black being hailed and, people thinking this guy's somebody who's dope. This guy's not dope. This guy's not a dope rapper and he's not a dope thinker. Forget the music. Some people like his music. Some people don't. I don't care about that. I can't change that, nor do I want to change that. But at least if you're not a dope rapper, at least be a dope thinker. And at least be humble and watch what you say and be respectful. Shit. I am Rappaport Podcast. The other dude who's out here playing himself, I mean, just playing himself, Antonio Brown of the Oakland Raiders, has just been just, I don't know if he misses being around Juju Smith-Schuster, or like he's envious of him, or he's jealous of him. And I know they've gone back and forth and blah, 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 blah. But this dude, Antonio Brown, is out here acting crazy on the yard. First of all, he bleached his mustache blonde. He's walking around with a bleach blonde mustache looking ridiculous. Okay, looking fucking ridiculous. You're not fly. Let me tell you something. Just because you're good at one thing doesn't mean you're necessarily good at the other thing you want to do. And Antonio Brown wants to be a shit talker. He wants to stir the pot. You're not good at it. You don't come off good at it. You come off bitter. You come off just odd. Your mustache looks ridiculous. And you're talking about Juju Smith-Schuster, who's a young, up-and-coming wide receiver, formerly your teammate. And Antonio Brown posted a DM that Juju Smith-Schuster sent him while he was still in college at USC, saying basically, and I don't quote, I'm not quoting, basically, yo, I'm a big fan, I appreciate your work, I would love to pick your brain, and, you know, talk to you about something in regards to football. This is from 2015. You know, basically saying, yo, I'm an up-and-coming guy, you know who I am, Juju Schuster from USC, I'd love to maybe work out with you or something like that, I'm a big fan. This fucking dude, Antonio Brown, after they were teammates, after you asked to be traded, you got traded, asked to get your money, you got your money, you post a DM of your ex-teammate from 2015. Yo, you're 31 years old. This dude is the next in line. He's no threat to you. And on top of all that shit, let us not forget, Vontaze Burfict of the Cincinnati Bengals, it was two seasons ago, or maybe, yeah, it was two seasons ago. No, three seasons ago. Three seasons ago was when Juju was a rookie in a playoff game. He knocked Antonio Brown out with a filthy, dirty hit. Okay? He was suspended. The next season, which was two seasons ago, yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Juju Smith-Schuster knocked Vontaze Burfict out for you, Antonio Brown. He knocked that motherfucker out for you. He did your dirty work for you. He stood over him while he was knocked out and talked shit, took a suspension, took a fine for you. So fuck all this little petty shit. Yo, you're never going to have a teammate like that, ever. This young dude knocked out the bully for you. Knocked him out cold. Yo, you know how beloved Juju Smith-Schuster was for knocking out Vontaze Burfict, who's been a dirty player his entire career? He knocked that dude out for you, and you're talking greasy, posting his DMs, Antonio Brown? You're out here playing yourself. Like, yo, you got your money. It's the offseason. What are you doing? Call me up, man. Holler at me. I'll tell you how to do this shit talking shit because you're not good at it. You're like amateur hour when it comes to talking shit and stirring the pot. You're making yourself completely unlikable. Other players in the NFL have sounded off. Like, yo, I respect him, but I respect him as a player, but I don't respect him as a dude. He's trash. He's a trash person. Yo, you're breaking the code. You're breaking like the NFL code, and you're breaking the teammate code. You're breaking like the brother code for no reason. Out here looking ridiculous, Antonio Brown. Stop it. Stop. DM me. I'll pull your coat because somebody needs to pull your coat. And get rid of that bleach blonde mustache. You look ridiculous. Johnny Manziel was on the Dan Patrick Show saying that he no longer wants to be called Johnny Manziel. He wants to be called John. Well, John... Johnny, no one's going to be calling you anymore, Duke. You are done with professional football. That weird league you were in that we talked about on the last podcast, bye-bye. The Canadian Football League, they kicked you out of the league. That means they didn't just cut you. You didn't just get cut from a team. That league is not fucking with you. What did you do? See, you're not Lawrence Fishburne. Okay, you're not Samuel Jackson. You have to earn that. Sam Jackson used to be Sam Jackson. Now he's like Samuel Jackson. Boom. Larry Fishburne was like, yo, fuck that. Now you're going to call me Lawrence. Okay, he deserves it. He's The Matrix. He's Ike Turner. He gets Academy Award nomination. He handles himself with respect. He treats people with respect. He wants to be called Lawrence Fishburne professionally. Yo, you earn that shit. You earn that shit, Lawrence Fishburne. Johnny Manziel, you don't have any... Your respect level today, when you're asking to be called John, is lower than it's ever been. So I don't know what you think being called John or Johnny or John John or Double J or any of the fucking names you want. It doesn't matter what people call you. They don't respect you. You've lost all the respect from the fans. You lost all respect from the professional football leagues. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. So you could try to change your name and all that fly shit. The fact of the matter is motherfuckers are not fucking with you. When you lose respect, you don't lose everything, but you lose close to everything. I tried to tell this fucking guy too. I tried to tell Johnny Cluckhead also, didn't I? These guys don't want to listen. Listen to me when I'm going at you. God damn, I'm not just doing this shit randomly. It's not like I'm just picking names out of a hat. I am going at certain people for specific fucking reasons. Which brings me to Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball has signed with the CAA agency. Everybody knows CAA. It's like the biggest agency in the entertainment and one of the biggest agencies in the sports business. I was there twice. I fired him two times. I might be back someday. That's how I get down. That's how I get down. Like, I go to the agencies. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. Fire them. Maybe a couple of years later, some new people come in. I go back. That's what I does. That's how I get down. So Lonzo Ball has signed with the CAA agency. I hope to God CAA was like, yo, we'll fuck with you. We're not fucking with you, Pops. We're not dealing with your pops. We don't need to deal with your pops. You're coming to us. You should have came to us from the beginning. You should have came to a professional proper agency from the beginning. We're not talking to Duke, okay? We're not speaking to him. I have no insight into whether or not they are speaking to Duke or not, but I would hope that the people that signed him say, yo, we're not fucking with Pop Dukes. LaVar Ball... he's feeling the need for attention. The other day he said that LiAngelo Ball, the one who was going to sign at UCLA but stole sunglasses when he was in Thailand or Japan or some shit like that. Remember, they were going to chop his fucking hands off. Who the fuck knows what they were going to do? And Donald Trump got him freed and got him released and all that shit. Remember that? This is the second son who's been out of basketball for the last year. LaVar Ball just said that LiAngelo Ball, who's never played a pro game in his life, never played a college game in his life, is better than Zion Williamson. See, I'm sorry, man. Unless LiAngelo, a.k.a. Jello, is better than you would ever imagine or ever suspect, he's never playing in the NBA because of you, LaVar Ball, to spite you, LaVar Ball. This is on you. This is what you've done, and I don't know about the other kid. What the fuck is his name? Mello? It's yet to be determined what he's going to be. I know people see him in these high school games and these videos doing all that flash. That means nothing in the NBA. That means absolutely nothing. But for him to say that Jello Ball is better than Zion Williamson, oh my God! Now Big Baller Brand has officially gone out of business. They shut down all production of sneakers. The website is shut down. It's done. And you could fucking see this from a mile away. If it smells like Big Baller bullshit, talks like Big Baller bullshit, and walks like Big Baller bullshit, rest assured it's going to be Big Baller bullshit. I am Rappaport Podcast. This weekend, Saturday, the NBA playoffs are upon us. It's happening. The NBA playoffs are upon us, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this. There's going to be so much drama, so many good games, so many tight games, basketball every single day of the week for the next 2 weeks. I believe it starts Saturday. Yes, Saturday, Sunday. There's game on game on game. That first round is basketball heaven. Watch the games. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, what are we going to do without the playoffs, without LeBron James in the playoffs? Who gives a shit? There's so many storylines. We got the Greek Freak. We got James Harden. We got Joel Embiid. We got Ben Simmons. We got Kawhi Leonard. We got Donovan Mitchell. We have all of the fucking Warriors. That entire team is in the playoffs. We have the Brooklyn Nets. They made the playoffs. The Orlando Magic. Shout out to my man Aaron Gordon. Shout out to the Orlando Magic for not tanking. Not fucking tanking. Now, I know. Yeah, the Knicks. I know. But the Los Angeles Lakers, they tanked and they didn't need to tank. They fucking pulled the plug. Now, I want to tell you this. A lot of people are nervous. They got Kyrie Irving. There's so many different storylines that are going to unfold. Dame Dollar and them. You got the Denver Nuggets. There's a lot of shit to be excited about with these NBA playoffs. The fucking playoffs. Remember the East last year? The Eastern Conference, you didn't even watch the games. They were so boring. These games ain't going to be boring this year. They're going to be tight. They're going to be hard fought. And these are hungry young teams with hungry young stars that are looking to make a name for themselves. And look at it like this. This is a dress rehearsal. Okay, these NBA playoffs are a dress rehearsal for life without LeBron James in the NBA. That's right. That is right. Listen, I know it's sad. I know for me it'll be sad. It will be mad. It'll be sad for me not having LeBron James in the NBA. I love LeBron James. I mean, you know, in the way that I love him, just the same way I love Tom Brady. But shit, when he's gone, the game must go forward. The game will go forward. There was life without Larry Bird, Magic, and Isaiah. There was life without Michael Jordan. There was life without Allen Iverson. Nobody. Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade. Nobody is bigger than the league. So look at this playoff season as a dress rehearsal for life without LeBron James. Let that shit sink in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. It's so beautiful. It's so nice. It's so proper. There was a big blowback the other day because Paul Pierce, who I love, Paul Pierce single-handedly made me appreciate the Boston Celtics because, you know, they're the Boston Celtics. I don't fuck with the Boston Celtics. But when he was going at LeBron, and he was going at that Miami Heat team, win, lose, or draw, yo, I was like, I fuck with this guy. I mean, I always respected Paul Pierce, but I couldn't really rock with him because he's a Celtic. There's always going to be that block. Great career. First ballot Hall of Famer, scoring machine. I think he played 20 seasons in the NBA. He made a comment the other day that his career was better than Dwayne Wade's career, or he was basically better than Dwayne Wade. And the internet went crazy, and people were talking so much shit to Paul Pierce, like he was this and he was that, and like he was Brian Scalabrine. Yo, don't get it twisted. Do not get it fucking twisted. Paul Pierce is a fucking, he's ridiculous. He is ridiculous. And whether or not he won more championships than D-Wade, he didn't. Whether or not he had the talent around him and the stars around him consistently like D-Wade, he didn't. And whether or not statistically Dwayne Wade is better or not, if he's better statistically, he ain't better by much. Number one. Number two, we're talking about a small forward and a two guard. Okay, they don't even play the same fucking position. But people were coming at Paul Pierce like he was Brian Scalabrine saying that shit. Yo, people's memories are short-term memory, really short-term memory. Dwayne Wade is beloved. Dwayne Wade played for Miami. Dwayne Wade, you know, stayed likable and all that shit and all that stuff. And Paul Pierce brought the fucking noise to everybody. He brought it to Kobe when they won the championship. He brought it to LeBron and them when they played Miami. He brought it every single place he went. And to try to like flip on Paul Pierce, the internet is fucked up, man. And just people don't watch the games. People watch highlights. Yo, D Wade's playing. And then Gabrielle Union, his wife, got into it. And then Dwayne Wade's son chimed. I'm like, yo, this is insane here. This is insane here to try to. Paul Pierce wasn't even dissing him. He's just saying, yo, I think I'm better than him. Of course he thinks that. And you know, Paul Pierce, like, yo, I guarantee you, Paul Pierce, like, yo, I busted his ass. Like, that dude can't guard him. Trust me, yo, Dwayne Wade cannot guard. Also, we're talking about a guy who's 6'9", 6'8", and a guy who's 6'5". They're different players who play different positions. Both are ridiculous. Both are Hall of Famers. And if Dwayne Wade's career is better, it ain't better by much. Don't get it fucking twisted. Watch the games, you lames. I'm so sick of people talking about basketball and all they do is watch highlights, Ball Is Life highlights, and Ball God highlights, and ESPN. They haven't sit down and watch a game in years. Okay, when the playoffs come, sit down, put your phone down, and watch the fucking game. It's a beautiful game. Is it different? Has it changed from the 80s and 90s? Yes. Are these guys ridiculously talented? Ridiculously talented. Watch the fucking games. I Am Rappaport Podcast. Switching subjects here, I read this story today, and I had to say I was very excited about this. You've heard different things about this over the years, but I choose to believe this. Scientist at St. Austin University in North Carolina investigated the benefits of vaginal and cervical mucus consumptions, and the results were amazing. Basically, what that means in layman's terms is eating vagina, eating pussy, the fluids that you get help make you immune to cancer and other diseases. Now, let me tell you something. I don't like to get too graphic when it comes to my sex life, past and present. I have a wife. But I will say this. When I was younger, in my 20s, I would perform. Let's call it the cunnilingus. Is that how you say it? Cunnilingus? Cunnilingus? And I wasn't that good at it. You just did it because you did it. I didn't know my way around a vagina. Okay, but then something happened when I was about, I don't know, 35? Something clicked. And I will say this, it's a beautiful thing when you figure out how to work a vagina. And now, to find out that the good people, the good scientists at St. Austin University in North Carolina, everybody's heard of the scientist and the scientific program at St. Austin's University in North Carolina. Duh, it's like Harvard, Yale, St. Austin's University in North Carolina, particularly the science program. Now they're saying, literally, and I'm not making this up, okay? I broke rule number one of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, and I fact-checked this. They are saying that vaginal fluids help make you immune to cancer and other diseases. Young fellas out there, yo, my young guns, my young shooters, my young stick men, when you figure out how to get down with your pussy eating, it's a whole new level. It's a whole new world. And I know you're probably saying, I am telling you, trust me. And it's like the giving is receiving for me. You know what I mean? Like the giving is receiving for me. And I'm gonna just leave it at that. But I trust the scientists at St. Austin's University in North Kakalaka. This was some good news. I think this is the third time it's happened in 2019 that us at the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast have reported. In South Africa, a South African park, a South African hunting place, a poacher, a rhino poacher, a guy who goes out there to kill rhinoceroses. Why would you want to do this? So you could have the tusks on your wall, you sick dog, you sick fucking animal. Well, God is good, and the lions are still the king of the fucking jungle. Is it the lions? That, yeah, the lions are the king of the jungle. In Kruger National Park, some dumb ass, sick fucking poacher was killed last week by an elephant. An elephant killed him, probably trampled his dumb ass, and his remains were devoured by a pride of lions. That means a pack of lions at a South African park. You want to go out there? You think shit is sweet? A search party, including rangers on foot and members of the park's air wing, searched the area that was described by the family but cannot find the body because light was fading, blah, blah, blah. They wound up finding pieces of his body, pieces of his clothes. They heard screams and all that good shit. And all that good shit. What are you doing out there fucking with the rhinoceroses? Huh? What are you doing out there fucking with the rhinoceroses, asshole? That's what you get. Shit ain't sweet. You thought you were going to bring home some tusks and show your girlfriend because your fuck game ain't right? Is that what you were going to do? Well, ha, 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 asshole. So I haven't talked that much about my man Jeff Bezos, the Amazon dude who just got divorced, gave his wife like $35 billion in a settlement. And his the chick that he was cheating on his wife with, television anchor Lauren Sanchez, who I know. I know her from around Los Angeles. I used to do the Best Damn Sports Show. She was on there. She was always fine. She was not bad or not good. So she was with a producer. This chick has been on the come up for a long time. God bless her. She's got divorced from her producer guy, Patrick Weitzel, who's a big time producer. Jeff Bezos got divorced from his wife, gave her $35 million. And now, while the ink is drying and all the settlements are being worked out, this woman, Lauren Sanchez, publicly has gone on the record and said, "We're not in a physical relationship until everything is done, everything is taken care of. We don't want anything to be messy." And I'm like saying this, Jeff Bezos, yo, Duke, fuck that. Yo, you just gave away $35 billion, 35 bill with a B, billion dollars. If you ain't fucking, what was it all for? If you not skeeting, what was $35 billion and this chick Lauren Sanchez is going to say, oh, we're not going to do anything right now? What are you going to do? Go to some phone sex and dick pics and ass pics? That's what got you into trouble in the first place. You're the shot caller. This woman is just there because you got the money, Jeff Bezos. She's not there for your looks. You know that. Look at yourself in the mirror. You look crazy. You cue ball, Q-tip head, bald motherfucker. And now you're letting her call the shots and go public and say, nah, $35 million, you should be doing whatever the fuck you want right now. Okay? I don't know who's leading who or who's running what, but if I were you, Jeff Bezos, nah, we're not going for that. You need to get it popping and get it popping ASAP. You just paid $35 million to get yourself out of a marriage. The party is on. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even get involved with this Lauren Sanchez right now. If I were you, I wouldn't even get, yo, the trauma that you've been through, Bezos. What I would do if I were you, I'd call up my man DiCaprio and I would get it popping. Be like, yo, Leo, yo, I got some Amazon stock. Maybe we talk about buying. I just want to come out to a nightclub with you one night. Fuck with Leonardo. He'd be happy to fuck with you. He'll talk to you about global warming, climate change and all that shit. You could talk, maybe do some business with Amazon, and then you could just get it popping because Lauren Sanchez, she's not all that. And she's skeezing. She's out here skeezing for real. Jeff Bezos, call up Leonardo ASAP, man. Leonardo will show you there are a lot of fish in the sea, and he knows how to play the game better than anybody. Okay? Hit up DiCaprio. I'm sure he would love to meet with you. What else? I was at the Comedy Store Saturday night. My man Julian Edelman, the MVP, came through. He was in the crowd. There were a couple of I Am Rapport Stereo podcast fans in the crowd talking shit. Somebody was talking about Weezy. Somebody was just talking shit in general. I see everybody. And I told you I'm going to be at Bellevue, Washington. I'm going to be in Bellevue, Washington, the 26th, April 26th, April 27th. At Parlor Live, April 26th, April 27th. Tickets are available at parlorlive.com. And on the 18th and the 19th of May, May 18th, May 19th, I'm going to be in San Francisco. Here I come. At Cobbs Comedy. Tickets are available at cobbscomedy.com. The 18th and the 19th of May and the 26th and 27th. April 26th, April 27th, I'm going to be at Bellevue, Washington. And I'm actually going to be rocking this week at the Improv Thursday night on the early show, the Improv Friday night on the early show, at the in the Comedy Store Saturday night on the early, at the early show. I can't fuck with that late shit. You know, comedy, they got like, oh, come in and do the 12:30. And I'm not doing that. I'm not with all that. Like, I can't do all that. That shit doesn't, I don't do that. Like, I'm not above that. I just physically can't do that. I go to sleep, dope. I'm sleeping. Oh, they got a spot at 11:45. I'm good. I'm sorry. I can't make it, B. I got to go to sleep. You got me fucked up out here. What else? My voice is getting a little fucked up. I'm going to shut it down. This is a little bit shorter than normal, but I could hear my voice getting fucked up. It's because I'm talking too much shit. I'm talking just that much shit to scratch away at my voice. I'm done. Listen, Miles Jordan, you know how we start things. You know how we end things. Take me out of here with something real nice. Yeah, something real proper. But most importantly, Miles, okay, take me out of here with something real funky. I'm out. So I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.